Chapter 23.
You have awakened from surgery. World map skill has successfully been upgraded to level 4. Grappling hook has been installed. Grappling hook has successfully been upgraded to level 3. You may now install attachments to your cybernetic limb. These may be purchased from any cyber outfitter's locations.
Oh. I sat up, groggy from the dentist chair. My ear felt sticky. Banksy hovered over me worriedly.
Are you dead, Father? You dropped your brain on the floor.
It was not your brain. At least not all of it. You'd have died if it had been all of it.
I shook my head. My left hand felt weird. I had a headache, and my life points were worryingly low. I was almost out of soul power. I needed to kill something soon.
I gave you the optional four-finger upgrade. The base model is 3 fingers. Why don't you try out your new hand?
I gazed stupidly at the 4 metal fingers where my left hand used to be. It felt odd, itchy, heavy. I still had sensation in my hand, though my 4 metal fingers tingled unpleasantly, like they were asleep. I could shoot my hand across the room. I felt the potential energy, like having a loaded gun in my hand. The knowledge was burned into my mind. My wrist was still my original flesh, but it was now encased in a metal sleeve that reached all the way to my elbow. Like Clara's wings, some cogs and wheels and pistons twisted along the sleeve. A flexible tube, red with blood, connected my wrist with my shoulder. I reached forward to touch the pipe with my right hand. It was warm to the touch, and my shoulder was sore where it entered me. But it felt otherwise solid, like hardened plastic. I clicked my 4 fingers together. The sensation hurt my brain. It felt as if I had 4 thumbs. How far can I shoot?
The initial upgrade is about 5 meters. At your level 3, you can fire 9 meters. That can be extended with some of the accessories.
He looked up.
That's not quite far enough to reach the ceiling, but you can reach the loft.
I looked up at the platform protruding from the side of the round building. There was no real handhold. I lifted my arm, pointed, and fired. My hand shot out like a harpoon. My hand rushed through the air, smashing painfully against the bottom of the extended platform. I winced, the sensation like punching a wall. The whole mechanism crashed to the floor in a pile, bouncing off the top of Jazz's hearth with a loud clang. I had no sensation in the brass-colored cable that connected my hand and wrist. I pulled my shoulder instinctively, retracting the cable. The arm whipped about, flying back toward me, knocking over Stonegate's tool table with a loud clatter. Banksy, who'd been coiled up behind the dentist chair, hissed in surprise. My whole body vibrated like a plucked string as my wrist thwapped back into place. Let's try that again. I aimed more carefully this time. I fired my hand. My fingers smashed the edge of the platform, and I grasped, catching the edge. I squeezed, and the metal crumpled under the power of my fingers. Without thinking about it, I locked the cable in place, making the rope rigid. I could swing, I could retract. If I retracted, while still clutching onto the metal, I'd pull myself up to the loft. I let go, keeping the cable rigid this time, which kept it from thrashing about.
Dude, this is awesome.
Wonderful. Just wonderful. I trust your mapping upgrade is also working.
I'm not sure what's different.
Whoa. Never mind.
At first glance, the world map looked mostly the same, but as I called up the menu, it zoomed into my current location. All the shops in town were labeled with little icons indicating what they were. There weren't too many other shops in town. Most appeared to be shops exclusive for groundling characters. Of the 22 kaiju, the map still only listed 16 of them. I was pretty sure the other 6 weren't dead, but I didn't know where they were. There's a search option. I pulled it up and mentally typed pet store. 15 spots populated the map. All but one were inside of Medina. A green checkmark appeared over one of the locations, right in the center of Medina. I realized that was where I'd received Banksy. The game kept track of all the places I'd visited. The one pet shop outside the city was in a town called Little Cibola. The race icon over the village was that of the Sundered, a humanoid race that exclusively used technology magic. The settlement was way on the other side of the map, down in the southeast corner, closer to the breach than any other town I could see. It'd take a week to walk there. A note appeared under the list.
Additional yet-to-be-unlocked areas of the map may contain additional results.
A list of types of shops and spots of interest appeared under the search bar. One of them was called Transport Gazebos. More than 50 dots populated the map. Most of them were grayed out, including one a quarter mile away from our current position. I assumed that meant it was out of order. About 20 of them glowed green, indicating them as still active. 15 of them were outside of Medina. My heart leapt. There are a ton of active transport gazebos. I examined the results more closely. The only active gazebo that appeared to be inside of a town was also in that little Cibola place. However, a red triangle with an exclamation point hovered over the icon.
Access restricted to Epsilon corporate business only.
Whatever the hell that means. The other active fast travel locations were scattered randomly about the map. Each one also had a red warning icon. It appeared each of these gazebos was surrounded by an enemy encampment. The symbol for these said, key required. Ah, shit. It looks like we'd have to fight our way to each one. And even then, we need to find some sort of key. I played around a bit more. I found a toggle marked quest areas, and several popped up. It included the location of the Shrill, the two travel gazebos that needed fixing, and the area of Medina where I still needed to finish my tutorial. It also showed a blinking cursor in the middle of a darkened town on the southwest side of the map. It was labeled Andrus. That was the demon prince we were supposed to hunt down and kill for Stolas, the owl demon. I clicked everything off and searched for the missing kaiju. I received a similar note to before at the end of the results.
Additional, yet-to-be-unlocked areas of the map may contain additional results. Guardians using stealth or who are otherwise hidden may not appear.
Wait, does the map show you concentrations of enemies?
Yes. I had the ability to create a heat map of hostile creatures, though it seemed most of the map was a sea of red.
Can you sort it by difficulty?
Let me see. There were multiple types of danger areas. Encampments, breeding grounds, infestations, summonings, and something called pavilions. I found an option that allowed me to filter out regions that were too difficult for my level. Nothing appeared when I selected easy, except a couple spots inside of Medina. All infestations. When I added the intermediate difficulty option, it appended 20 or so areas to the map. Most of them also inside of Medina and in the forest we'd already traveled through. These were also infestations with a few encampments added to the list. A couple low-level monster blooms appeared on the outskirts of the abandoned city where the Shrill lived. That would be an excellent place to start once we escaped this place.
So, are you satisfied with your upgrades?
Jazz handed me a pouch. A notification appeared. 5,025 teeth. Yes. Thank you.
Very well. Stay here while we get the clerics.
What? Why?
We need to take you into custody. If you don't start the pillorying in the next few hours, you won't receive the required 2 nights of public display before the sacrament.
I looked sharply at Clara, giving her a withering glare. I didn't realize that was a part of it.
Oh, yes. You stand at the base of the temple for 2 days, locked in a neck clamp while the adept initiate prayers at your feet. Other adept initiates meet their finger-wide strips of flesh as good luck charms. Oh, do not worry, though. A cleric will always be nearby so you don't succumb to sepsis or starvation. We know your kind has special dietary considerations.
I can leave the house?
In 2 days, the gates of heaven will be open to you. Yes, you may leave.
Yay!
The boy flipped off the loft with his monkey-like arms, swinging to the invisible handholds on the side of the wall, scaling down lightning quick.
We'll be right back.
And just like that, all three of them went out the door. I caught a quick glance of a mech standing sentry outside. It wasn't Madame Throb, but I didn't grab the name. It was some sort of guard, level 15.
Public display? 2 days of public display!
Well, shit. Guess we'll have to skedaddle right now.
Are these guys gonna be gunning for me after this?
I almost feel bad. They're so excited.
Ugh, they probably will be hunting us, so we won't ever be able to come back here.
Okay, so how are we going to do this? All three of us needed to die before the others got back. In Dominion of Blades, we used to call this trick poor man's fast travel. But in that game, you didn't get tortured for 2 minutes when you died.
Come here, boy. So you can't kill Banksy, and he can't kill himself. Which means I'll have to do it.
She looked at the worm, putting her hand on his massive head.
Sorry, buddy.
It's okay, Clara. Shoot inside my mouth, and I will die.
He opened his triangular face flaps.
Your familiar has died. You do not have a pet carrier installed. Familiar will regenerate at Village of Charnel. You must travel to this location to retrieve him.
I resisted the urge to heal myself.
Woohoo! Hey! I went up to level 14!
She fished around in her pack and pulled out a candy apple.
I saved a couple of the non-blood nuggets because they taste better. Oop. Okay. So blow my head off, and then eat the apple. I'll see you in a few minutes.
I hated this part. My gun felt odd with my new left hand, though the metal of my hand attached to the barrel. An aiming reticle appeared in my vision. Hey, that's new. It must have been part of my grappling hook upgrade package.
Do it!
My experience went almost to level 14. But not quite enough. Damn. I was going to lose half of it when I died. I raised the apple to take a bite. But I paused. I pulled up my experience again. It was right there on the edge. I eyed the door. If I could kill that mech out there... He was only level 15... If I took him by surprise, the mechs were probably deadly and powerful, but the groundlings driving them were absurdly exposed in the center. I could do a quick headshot, maybe take out a few more groundlings, and then kill myself. I'd hit level 14 for sure. And if I was mistaken, if the mech killed me straight away, I'd be dead anyway. I didn't need to think about it. Three mechs and a robed groundling now stood out there, including Madame Throb. She was level 26. The other two were both 15. The fourth was a level 49 cleric. They stared at me, surprised. The look on Madame Throb's face turned first, evolving from surprise to rage in slow motion. She raised her hand with the skewer toward me, a billowing of steam rising from her suit. A metallic shield started to close around her exposed body. Oh, fuck. I didn't think about it. I aimed, putting the reticle between her eyes. I fired. The other two mechs were now reacting. Too slow. I took a knee and fired rapidly, hitting them in quick succession. I turned and fired once again, hitting the cleric. It happened so fast, even I'd been surprised at how swiftly I'd shot. All four hit the ground almost at the same time. Notifications flew by. Level 17. I'd gone up to 17. I'd killed the three mechs, including Madame Throb, I'd knocked the cleric off his feet, but he appeared unhurt. I ducked as a shot ricocheted off the tin can over my head. A horde of mechs descended on me from both sides of the street. A siren started to sound, a low, sinister-sounding wail. I jumped back into the house, slamming the door as shots thumped against the metal of the building.
That's right, bitches!
I laughed. It was the first time I'd laughed in a long time. I pulled the apple up and took two quick bites. The poisoning notification came. As the pain racked me, I quickly searched for things to loot. I grabbed a brand off Jazz's table.
Branding iron. Village of Kinnegad.
Huh. It went into the pack. I stole all of Stonegate's tools, which lay scattered on the floor. I eyed the loft, wondering if I could get up there in time to search. I should have done this first. Another pain racked me, and my health points pulled me into death.
You have died 12 times. Due to debts incurred, your regeneration location has been overridden. Entering Kinnegad.
I awakened, screaming. It's not worth it. This is not worth it. But it was over now. As painful as it was, the physical remnants of agony did leave the moment it was over. All that was left was the memory. I took a deep breath, shaking my head. My neck slammed back. I groggily realized I was chained to something. Wait, where am I? This isn't charnel. I read that last notification with a terror that overshadowed any I had known up to this point in the game. I stood, my feet barely touching the ground. The musty smell from before was tenfold this close to the temple. The collar around my neck pulled upwards, just barely enough to keep me from suffocating. I was attached to a pole at the edge of a pavilion outside the entrance to their temple. Nearby, the brass badger head loomed, so large I couldn't see above the snout. The entrance to the head-shaped temple had to be 3 stories tall. Torches and hissing pipes lined the interior of the church. My racing mind barely noted that the curved and ribbed roof of the temple's nave gave the illusion of a mouth's interior. If it wasn't for the hundreds of groundlings worshipping within, and the fact everything was made out of brass, I'd think it was the severed head of Moritasgus. Mechs stood all around me, including Madam Throb, who had apparently regenerated before I had. She looked pissed. Oh, fuck.
You have just survived a deep dive into Kaiju Battlefield Surgeon, Episode 2, The Hinterland. Written by Matt Dinneman. Featuring Will Watt as Prince Stolas and Stonegate. Annie Ellicott as Madame Throb and Jazz. Andrea Parsno as Banksy and Mary. And Dory Sachs as Clara. Music by Aaron J. Morton. Sound design by Ahmed Mahmoud. Editing and mastering by Richard Smith. Narrated and directed by Jeff Hayes. Want more Kaiju Battlefield Surgeon? Join our newsletter at soundbooththeatre.com and stay up to date on the next episode, releasing every last Thursday of the month. Can't wait for a month for the whole story? You can find Kaiju Battlefield Surgeon on Kindle by searching Amazon. Can't get enough of the Matt Dinneman and Jeff Hayes team? Check out Dungeon Crawler Carl on Audible. Text copyright 2019 by Matt Dinneman. Production copyright 2021 by Sound Booth Theatre. A Sound Booth Theatre production.